This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howardson, joined by kicker Phil Dawson. Phil, thank you for taking time out, man.
Anytime, man.
It's good to see you.
Yep.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
Looking back at the bye week, let's just talk about from a special teams perspective. What were some of the things that you guys did well that you can capitalize on as you head into that second half of the season?
We've made steady improvement all year in special teams. We gave up a return on punt early in the year. We fixed that. Coverage units have been great. One of our strong points right now is our kickoff coverage, ranked really high. We're setting up our defense with a lot of good field position. Josh is having a good year in the return game. Guys are getting more and more confidence in the schemes and setting things up. We're executing our field goals right now. Reggie's punting the ball well. So, you know, we're tracking. We're not where we want to be, but I think there's plenty of things we can feel good about and carry into the end of the year where it really counts.
Before we look ahead to the Cowboys, let's just talk about yourself. I know you don't like to talk about personal accolades, but when you look back at the last game we just played against the Baltimore Ravens, 5-for-5 field goals, how huge was that for you?
Well, it's fun to, you know, the two games leading up to Baltimore, I hadn't tried a field goal, so a little rusty. It was fun to get back out there and get in the flow of the game. And obviously, taking a lead late in the fourth quarter, I believe it put us up 15-14. That was a high point of the game, feeling like, you know, that might be enough. We weren't able to pull it out. So I would have gladly trade, you know, a couple of those for touchdowns and come away with a victory. But it's always good to get out there and do your job, and helps you with confidence moving forward.
Phil, you've come away this season with 23 consecutive field goals since 2011. Like I said, you are the ultimate team guy. You don't like to talk about personal accolades, but what does that say, Phil?
Well, I just try to be a guy that shows up to work each and every day. I'm no different than a lot of people that get out of bed in the morning here in Cleveland and just go do their jobs. And I don't think you deserve credit for doing your job. I mean, that's what you get paid to do. So I'm going to keep showing up each and every day, trying to do the best I can, and I'll let everybody else keep track of numbers and all that kind of thing, but I do take satisfaction knowing I'm doing my job.
Well, all right, Phil, we're getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys as we're going back to your hometown. Let's talk about how excited you are to get back out there.
Well, it's going to be special, no doubt. I'm from Dallas, still have a lot of friends there. It's not going to be so fun buying all those tickets, but, you know, that's this whole experience will be special for them. I enjoy that part of it, but honestly, once we get down there, it's a work trip for me. I have plenty of time in the off seasons to enjoy burritos and tacos and family and friends. This is going to be a work trip. I'm going to have to zero in and handle this distraction, albeit a good one. My job doesn't change, and I need to show up Sunday and do it.
And just lastly, how's practice been coming along? You guys, like I said, coming off the bye week, how are guys just recharged and ready to get after it?
You know, Monday was kind of the flush the system kind of day. You know, guys did a good job of handling the time off, but there's nothing like being out here and practicing. So Monday, guys were knocking the rust off. Today, felt more like a normal week. The execution level rate, you know, was raised, and guys were starting to fly around a little bit. So we need another two good days, and then we'll be ready to go down south.
Well, Phil, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
Browns fans, be sure to check back on ClevelandBrowns.com for all your daily updates. For Phil Dawson, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us. Browns fans, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. The all-inclusive game day package includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Pepsi products, 4 game programs, and 1 parking pass for home games versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Prices start at just $199. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 to purchase today.